It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback on a Tuesday and a little on this date in history. Back to the year
2006.
George Straits finally breaks Conway Twitty's record of number ones in country music. Hits number one for the 41st time when...
Just give it away.
Give it away, top the charts.
There ain't nothing in this house worth fighting over.
And the song, Give It Away,
we're both tired,
by the way, is
anyway.
Pure greatness.
Just give it away.
Written by the trio of Buddy Cannon, Bill Anderson, Whisperin' Bill Anderson, and Jamie Johnson. And really, this came from mostly the pen of Jamie Johnson, who just here this last weekend at Billy Bob's Texas with Hank FM. This song inspired by Jamie Johnson's divorce he was going through at the time, and then everybody else that was involved with it said, hey, I had one of those, and the other co-writers commiserated, and that's how we ended up with the song. It was a little different for the time because it was a resuscitation song. In other words, it was one of those country songs that they weren't doing a lot, especially in 2006, where George is basically just talking, not even singing. And notably, back in the 80s, with You Look So Good in Love, he hated talking during a song.
Yeah.
He had to cut it time and time again. But by 06 or 05, when he recorded it, he was certainly more comfortable with it. Now, when it came to Jamie Johnson, he never recorded a version. He did perform it a couple of times, and will on stage today. He teamed up with Leanne Womack once at the George Salute Artist of the Decade concert, and then at the ACM Awards when he got up there and sang his version. But Jamie said, no, I may have had a part in writing it, but that is a George Strait tune. And I'm more proud of that than if it was one of my own songs, Jamie Johnson. But that record that was never to be broken was. Conway had 40 number one hits, and that stood for 20 exact years in country music until this one in 06. Also a song of the year in 07. Coming up at third all-time, Ronnie Millsap. Fourth, The Hag.
She was storming through the house that day.